I was glad,
very glad, when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord Jesus. There was singing, there was dancing, there was victory in the house of the Lord today. Oh, praise the Lord, praise His holy name, praise the Lord, praise His holy name, praise the Lord, praise His holy name, praise the Lord.
I was glad, very glad, when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord today. There was singing, there was dancing, there was victory in the house of the Lord today. Oh, praise the Lord, praise His holy name. Oh, praise the Lord, praise His holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
naked, my feet.
Thinking as we were singing this song, it says, He has given me the oil of gladness. No, the thought came to me, there's a little secret in that, and the way that we get gladness is just by us thinking about God. Amen. That's all we have to do. We just have to get our thoughts on God, His Amen. Goodness, His mercy, and His love, and all of a sudden, you can't help but be glad, right? Amen? Amen? I mean, because sometimes we come and sometimes we're struggling with things or an environment or problems and situations. This isn't the time to woe is me, but it's a time to reach up into heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. For He says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. He shall be delivered. Amen? So, I don't know. I want the joy of gladness, the oil of gladness.
Yeah. Zion.
Are you starting to get it?
Oh, yeah. He wants us in Zion.
Yeah.
God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's the way we have never been before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to walk. But the Lord must carry us and go.
is leading the way. And we're going to have some mountains. Sorry about that. But they're good for us. And we're going to go through some valleys. But before us, that open door. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am encouraged. This is a prophetic song that came to us way back when. We've been singing this as long as some of our kids have been around. Yeah, yeah. So it was definitely a prophetic song, a prophetic word for this fellowship. Hallelujah.
succeed to whatever might be seeking in your ear. And then you say no, and no more. Amen? Can we give the bush, as they say, a little rattle this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
instead of we, it's I, me, hallelujah, who is going to exalt him, who is going to lift him up above every idol.
Yeah.
This song is something of a covenant position of relationship. And you are saying, Lord, I am coveting with you today. Well,
amen.
If you're not coveting, don't say it. Praise the Lord. I am coveting today with you what it is I'm going to declare, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the situation is, I am going to declare by virtue of the power of the blood and of the Holy Spirit that in that situation, in that circumstance, you shall be Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you have to understand, this is something that God is listening to. This is something that God is going to take to His heart. And this is something that God is going to hold you and I accountable for. Hallelujah. I think the time of tolerance, I think the time of tolerance is a time that is that the door is shutting on us, and that the way is becoming more straight and more narrow. And you and I have to make a decision. You and I have to make a choice. Are we going to be on the outside of the door, or are we going to be on the inside of the door? Hallelujah. And it's not by virtue of what you know. It's not by virtue of the revelation that you've had. It's not by virtue of how much you have been involved in this word. It's by virtue of the position of commitment and dedication that God is asking from you and I concerning the thing that we have heard and concerning the thing that we have believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the one position, the one place, hallelujah. The one thing that God has said that it is, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the first and great commandment is to love the Lord your God, my God. Hallelujah. How am I supposed to love Him? Hallelujah. Unreservedly. There's nothing in reserve. There's no caveat. There's no addendum. There's no exclusion from that position of dedication. He wants your total, absolute, concentrated, consecrated attention riveted upon Him. Hallelujah. It's an impossible situation unless we really believe in the aspect of that position of relationship. And if you can't believe it, you can ask God to help you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's personalize it. And brethren, if you don't mean it, don't say it. Hallelujah. You can use the word we. Hallelujah. Or you can use the word you. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it and you're not going to do it or try to do it by the virtue of the help of the Holy Spirit, don't say it. Praise God. But if you want it and you want the reality of it, then that's what we have to do. I shall declare, O Holy Spirit, I proclaim you alone as Elohim. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah whatever. Jehovah, he has a name for a conqueror. Hallelujah. I got him in my Bible somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are going to proclaim that this Jehovah Jireh, this Jehovah El Shaddai, this Jehovah is the Lord and Savior of us, and we are going to give Him 100% of our attention and energy. Praise the Lord. I raise you up by the power of my praises. That means in the time of the tribulation, you're not going to say, oh me, oh my, what is going on? Why is this happening to me, Lord? You're going to say, praise God for the tribulation. Praise God for the persecution. Praise God for the depression. Praise God for the oppression. Praise God for the discrimination. Praise God for all these aspects of negativism that is working against my soul, that is working against my position of relationship, that is working against my position of resistance. Hallelujah. So you're really preaching to hell, and as well as to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing it.
Thank you.